Off the Ball Rugby.
I would be very, very low if I was involved in that group who have gone to three finals, because losing in finals is 10 times the hurt.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own. He gets the try.
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets on the line. Try for Munster.
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Red 78 Munster podcast for Munster fans. Coming up on this week's show, we look ahead to the Ulster game. We'll take a closer look at Munster's new signing and the Reds announced new contract extensions as well. That's all to come on this week's episode of the Red 78. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball. Delighted to be joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes. Guys, how are you?
Good, good. Quinny was away over watching that match at the weekend over in England. I'm still away, but I'm back tonight, so I'm getting the last bit of sun here before I head back to reality and back into the coaching world again.
Getting back into it, Jeff. You know, we never discussed it in the show, but you've been announced the Munster coach for the Interpros, which is fantastic news.
Yeah. So off the back of the UL Bowes season, maybe it went well for me. So I'm going to step in this summer, and we've three inter-pro games and then hopefully a final to finish it off the end of August. So it's going to be a very busy summer coaching for me.
Not sure how bad. I'll keep you out of trouble anyway. That's the main thing.
Exactly. Main thing. Yeah, I need it.
Quinny, what was the final like on Saturday? What was it like being at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium? It looked amazing.
Yeah, it was. Incredible atmosphere. The stadium is just unbelievable. It's just so modern, obviously, because it's recently built in the last few years. But just everything there is just top notch. It's brilliant. The views everywhere. It's just so compact. I'd have my doubts about playing rugby matches though on soccer fields. You know, it's a soccer pitch essentially. The dead ball area was very short.
Was it?
And the pitch was 95 yards. So a little bit short. Leo Cullen mentioned it afterwards. Didn't have any huge impact. You know, I thought before the game, maybe, you know, if there's a ball kicked into the dead ball area and someone's going to score a try and it dribbles out over the end line, it could be controversial. It could be beneficial as well if you're the team defending. But overall, the atmosphere was incredible. And the build-up, you know, I flew into Heathrow Tube to Liverpool Street and train out then to White Hart Lane. It was incredible. Leinster, I think, you know, people are asking me since what went wrong, what happened. They came up against an incredible opponent, obviously, and I know it's been debated. Jacques Nienenberg was talking about it yesterday. You know, the penalty, I thought they should have had a few more shots at goal for penalties. Mm. But incredible game. Kieran Frawley could have went down the history books, really, and dined out that for the rest of his life if he got to drop goal. So, incredible game. It was unbelievably tense. And, you know, when you think of it, it's a draw after 80 minutes. And Leinster are the ones with all the possession and territory. But Toulouse had the numbers around turnovers and they took their points. So big regrets, two incredible teams. It was an amazing final.
Yeah, certainly was indeed. All right, we have a lot to get through on the show today as we look ahead to the Ulster game and various bits and pieces as well. First off, Fiona, plenty of comments reaching us into the show about the Ulster game and Munster's new signing.
Yeah, thanks a million for all those comments. I'll try and read out as many as I can, but definitely excitement about around that new signing. So Trevor has, I for one am welcoming our new tacky-based overload. Lad looks amazing in attack. Christopher, our chef, the electric last week, Abrams was described as Colby-esque. I mean, I'd prefer just Colby, but he sounds promising. Hope this lack of game time this year was down to Jiff rules and Munster aren't signing another injury-prone South African. But I definitely think it's those rules and playing those French players. Pussy has, things haven't worked out for him in France, but he looks like a fantastic bit of business. So moving on to stuff around, I suppose, the upcoming game, midfield could be our undoing in the closing stages. Nank and Frisch are a very decent partnership and now we're dealing with injuries. Pat has possible doubt over both first choice centres. Desperately hope Anton Frisch is fit. Ulster will pose a big threat, will need to take all the points on offer, take a win and move on to a home quarter final. Steve, Hag, Quinny, what were you up to? Said good to see you on the weekend.
Yeah, I bumped into Steve. He's a photographer from South Africa and covers all the games all across the URC, European stuff. I met him in the media room in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Saturday.
Very good. And then just, I suppose, a lot of people are looking at, are discussing the signings, but around props. So you, Jerry Maloney, new signing looks good and glad to get him, but props, we need props. Jaeger will be world-class, but with respect to Archer, not a prop, we'll win Europe with. And Salanoa can't get an injury-free run. And then just a question for you, Mike, or Mike Milner, Quinny. Quinny, are you happy with what we've done in the transfer markets so far? Farrell for Frisch. We get Billy Burns and Ulster sign a 22-year-old Kiwi that's Irish qualified. I'm just not inspired by signings and just a bit worried for next season. Also, we really need a non-Irish qualified prop.
Regarding the budget that Munster have, they're very good signings. They're... you know, they're not this overseas kind of world-class international type signing because the finances are not there for them. I think a lot of people are talking about props. That comes up all the time. IRFU don't let it allow that to happen. Non-Irish qualified props. Mark Donnelly has been signed a contract. He's gone up from the academy. They obviously see something in him that maybe he can come through. Dave Kilcoyne has re-signed again, which I think is really important. Stephen Archer, he's signed up for 6 months, I believe, with the hope that Roman Salanoa will be back in the mix. So am I jumping around the place with the signings? No, I'm not. They're good players. There's more depth. I think what's really important here is the depth chart. You know, Munster have lost a number of players. Earls Conway gone at the start of the season. You know, when Mike Haley was out injured for a while. Shane Daly, Calvin Nash, they've had injuries, you know, so they've missed games as well. So that back three place is very, very light. Centres are light. Frisch is now leaving. So, you know, Tom Farrell comes in there. He'll do a very good job. I think with the new signing, Tacker Abrahams, I'd be very excited about him because he has something special, really, that... He can unlock the fences, and I think Munster's attack game, he'll get a lot of ball, he'll get options. But, you know, it is what it is. That's the reality. You can't... The finances are not there to go out and, you know, spend a huge amount of money on players. And, you know, all these top players in the Southern Hemisphere, you know, particularly the internationals, are looking for massive money. But I think they're good players, so I think Billy Burns will do a good job. Jack Crowley's going to be away a lot. Tom Farrell will do a very good job. If he gets an injury-free run, I think he's a really, really effective top-class player. But, you know, you want internationals in positions, not just the overseas ones. You want, and I've always said this, Leinster have, that's why they're up near the top, because they've most of the Irish team all the time. So it would have been a goal... When I played with Munster, you know, get more people into green jerseys, Irish jerseys, and then that makes means your provincial team is stronger, really, you know. So, but look, there's certain areas you just, there's no magic wand. I think it's true to keep Archer on. He's been brilliant, and obviously you would hope that Salanoa can come back and make an impact, and hopefully Dave Kilcoyne can get a run. You'd imagine he's not going to be in the Irish squad. You know, he might do. Killer is a very good player. But, yeah, it is what it is. And that's the reality of where, you know, financially Munster would be. But they're certainly good players. And you know, Dermot Kilgallen is different because he's young and he has that real potential. He may kick on and get into Irish squads. He's a very, very good player.
All right, thank you very much indeed for your comments. If you'd like your comment or a question read out on the show, you can send Quinny or Fiona a tweet. Let's start with that Takir Abraham's news, signing a 3-year deal. Fiona, he was described in the Munster website as an extremely fast and elusive winger, fullback with deceptive strength. We've been watching highlight reel videos of him. We saw that try he got against Leinster and the pace that he has. He looks like an exciting player.
Is it a 2-year deal?
Is it 2-year or 3-year?
I think it's two. Am I wrong, Fiona? What do you think? I think it's two years.
So that's a mistake. Yeah, sorry. Look, I think, you know, I suppose I'd seen him in a few bits. I had to go back and look at some of his highlights. I saw the Sharks had done a video with him as well when he was playing. It was actually interesting. He seems so down to earth. He's got that want to work. He spoke about being almost blind when he was younger and still playing rugby until they came up with and could get some contact lenses for him. So his love of the game, you can see it in everything he talks about. But it's just watching him, his footwork, that score in 2022 against Leinster up in the RDS. I mean, it was just magical to watch. His ability to hand off, his foot movement to get past that contact area is brilliant. And for Munster to sign him, I think on the back of Zeebo announcing, you know, that he was going, I think it's obviously you can never compare the two because Zeebo is just something special in what he does to the crowd. But footwork wise, how he gets around defenders, the yards after contact. Another thing I noticed in watching some of his highlights from Leon and Sharks as well is his ability to get past that contact area, but also be able to pick up the ball nice and quick and continue. So if he's not held in that tackle, he's just so elusive. And I'm really excited to watch him, I suppose, play, and hopefully he can get an injury run free as well. Well, because that's just the luck with Munster, isn't it? When we get these guys in that we're all waiting at the start of the season, two games in and they're gone. But I think he just offers something special, and Thomond Park are waiting for someone else, and wherever the games are down in Virgin Media Park as well, you just want to be shouting at these guys that are absolutely brilliant in that contact area, and the speed of him is immense as well. So I'm really excited, and I suppose it's off the back of, yes, Leon are very good, but I was chatting to a couple of people as well. It's obviously in France they have to have that pathway and play their players on the local teams. So I think he was very unlucky with the players that were there in the squad ahead of him, those French young French players ahead of him, and maybe that's true lack of game time. And it's brilliant for Munster to be able to get him out of that contract, and he's almost not guaranteed game time, but I presume with Calvin Nash as well, he's going to be away with Ireland a good bit as well, so it'll be exciting to see him play.
Well, we'll keep all our fingers crossed that he does remain injury free. Quinny, from what you've seen of him, how impressed are you by him?
Yeah, well, I think he's out and out pace, and he has that ability, that X factor to step people and do something special. So if he gets any sort of space, he's gone. And he's not the biggest guy in the world. He is like Cheslin Colby and Kirtley Aronsa. Incredibly quick and powerful as well. He's weak. He's very strong and physical in contact. So, you know, a very good signing. I had heard last week that maybe Sean Stevenson, from the New Zealander from the Chiefs, was a possibility. I watched some of his highlight reels, and he's an incredible player, but I don't think he's moving anywhere. I don't even think Munster were speaking to him, but you know, the agents put these players available as well, and they go on the market, and everyone can kind of see who's available, who's not available. But anyway, that's the angle I was looking at last week. So this one kind of blindsided me, but I'm very much aware of the player. I've watched him for the Sharks and in the URC and in the Currie Cup and stuff. He's a super player. He's still very young. So he's a very, very good signing. I think he's one that you can get excited about, because if he gets the ball, he can do special things with it, and he's unbelievable pace. And if you, for any team, if you can bring that out-and-out ability to beat people with pace, it's hard to, you know, to replicate that. I know all wingers and fullbacks are supposed to have gas, but this guy he's electric. He's electric. So very good signing, I think, and shrewd bit of business by Munster, and he will certainly excite people when they see him playing in a red jersey.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing him play with Munster from next season. We touched on it already, guys, but three new contract extensions announced for Archer Kilcoyne and Calvin Nash. Fiona, I suppose, good news for the players and good news for Munster fans.
Yeah, all I want to know is where they're building the Stephen Archer statue. I mean, come on. What a man staying on till, I'd say, you know what, I'd say come January, we're going to see him playing out the rest of the season as well. Oh, yeah. He'll be there for the full year. But yeah, look, I think they're back. And one thing, I suppose, with props, and I've seen it over the years, even in the women's game as well, is having been around for a while, those players, the knowledge they have around the scrum, just, you know, props are in their prime later on in life. That's when they're playing the best rugby. And I think if we can keep Killer fit, I mean, he's someone that is just secure at scrum time and real dominant around that contact area as well. So to see these two guys signing on is brilliant. But I also think it's what they're going to bring. You spoke about Mark coming up from, I suppose, the academy, and you're training week in, week out in that Munster setup with these guys. So it's learning off them and having them there as well. I mean, that just adds so much to what you can do for young props to have these guys around. So I think it's absolutely brilliant. And obviously, I'm a huge fan of Calvin Nash, a Limerick man. I love it. As I said before, his father is an absolute legend as well. He's some man. He's great crack, Jason. So it's just brilliant for him as well, because the work rate, how he's been playing his rugby, to have Munster, you know, we know he's wanted, you know, and to get him to sign on that dotted line. And I suppose it never wasn't going to happen, but it's seen it and known that he's going to be at the province, and having that calibre that's up at Irish camp as well coming back. So I'm super excited with these guys signing on as well. And as I said, the Stephen Archer statue, I'm going to be first up waiting for the unveiling of it.
What do you think, Quinny? Does Stephen Archer deserve a statue?
Yeah, he does. he deserves a lot of credit for the longevity of his career. He's Munster's most capped player, and I played with Stephen for a couple of years. And again, I probably said this a few weeks ago, and we were kind of highlighting his contribution in South Africa again. He's just that honesty and that diligence and that turns up to work all the time with the right attitude and stuff. Very popular amongst his players. So John Hayes did that in his last year as well. He stayed on for 6 months. So we kind of believe that it's because to see where Roman Salanoa's situation is. Obviously, he's had a dreadful time. He got a knee procedure at the start in the summer of last year when they came back from South Africa, I think, after the URC final. Got infected a couple of times. I don't know the exact details, and obviously there's no point in sharing it all, but even if I did, it's a bit unfair. But he got some bad infections in his knee afterwards and just some setbacks with it. Let's hope he gets back, because I still believe, even though, you know, he's had a tough run and we haven't seen him regularly enough for Munster, that there's a really good player there. But you know, as regards, you know, the front row stocks, if you're not being allowed to sign overseas players, and maybe it's down to financial restrictions that, you know, they have to run it like a business, and that's just a reality, and also maybe the RFU not allowing it, it's no blame on either one. But everyone would love to, you know, go out and sign X number of players in positions that you're struggling in and that the depth chart is a bit shorter. But, you know, Ollie Yeager comes in January, and I think he is going to be a cornerstone of that pack for a long time. He's up at that top level of international quality. So he's a real good signing. If you had Dermot back, I think Owen Clark has been a really, really good signing as well. And they've got a player there. He's extending for another year. You get Dermot Barron back and, you know, Dave Kilcoyne back. Jeremy Lockman has played really well recently. But they're not starting on Irish teams. And that's the point, you know, like Leinster have those starters on the Irish teams and the backup players as well. So it's hard to get to that level. But they're really good signings. So if you can't bring other players, keep that experience. I still think they can offer that quality. And regarding the Calvin Nash one, it's a no-brainer, really. His game and the level of performance has gone really high. And he's propelled himself onto that Irish team and in the mix with Ireland. So It's no surprise that he's signing on and Munster are keeping him. Maybe other teams are looking at him as well, and they always do. But I think the Dave Kilcoyne one, Stephen Archer one would have been only done recently. I think Calvin Nash has probably been done for a couple of months, and it's just announced now. And it's that time of year when you're announcing contracts. So Brian Gleeson is stepping up. Edwin Odogbo, Mark Donnelly. So yeah, you want to try and, you have to settle on your squad, and all coaches are doing that. So we look at Munster, and I think about the summer, and the signings that come in will be very effective, and they give great, really good depth. Get Jean Kleyn back, Barron back, Salanoa back, and try and get a bit of luck. And on the face of it, Munster have a very good squad. They have a very good squad. But you need those players available, particularly around Europe. We saw what can happen in Europe, and how robust and competitive it is, and it comes down to cup rugby and all that kind of stuff. And you need experience and quality and depth there. So good signings, and it's good to hear that they've signed on again.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we look ahead to the clash with Ulster in Tumman Park on Saturday, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.